Hey folks, your OS reviews. You're watching our video first look and a quick review of the iGo S701. This is a 7-inch ebook reader with a color TFT LCD display, which is a bit different from the traditional ink screens that we tend to find, which also means the S701 is good for reading comics and things with graphics and images, but it's not as great if you're planning on consuming longer novels with pages and pages of text, just because battery life isn't as good as ink screens and your eyes will feel a bit more of a strain after you start using it for a while. Otherwise, the S701 is a pretty basic and budget, I guess, ebook reader because it doesn't have any wireless options like Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. You're just limited to a very standard mini USB port for dragging and dropping text files, ebook files, and images and videos directly onto the unit, and that's it. Otherwise, you can see this is the box that it comes in, and it sells online for about $120, which I still think is a bit too expensive for such a budget-oriented ebook reader. It reminds me a bit of the Liberato 7-inch e-reader that we also saw, but this one doesn't even have Wi-Fi on board. But regardless, it comes in two color iterations, black and white. We have the white version here for review purposes, and otherwise there's a bit more of information on the sides, inclusive of the memory. There's 4 gigs of built-in flash storage, which is expandable via a micro SD card slot. And finally, inside, you have access to contents like a protective carrying case, which is a nice extra that the company threw in. You can see this here, and it's a nice magnetic case that holds the ebook reader into place, allows it to work as a pseudo kind of book. And there's also user manuals as well as charging cables, another larger carrying pouch if you're planning on taking it with you for longer traveling purposes. Otherwise, that's about it. Again, it charges uses the mini USB port as well. There's a optional kind of proprietary very small port that you can also use to charge a unit, but you can also use it with the traditional mini USB port. First of all, I'm going to say that iGo as a company kind of roughly translates to love of nation. It's a Chinese-based manufacturer of electronics. They make cell phones as well as MP5 players, and we checked out a few of their products before. We weren't massively impressed just because the quality tends to be not really up to par compared to other Chinese OEMs like Lenovo, perhaps, or even things like Meizu or Xiaomi, for instance. And this is, again, the case with the S701. For instance, the battery life seems to be quite poor. After we charged it for about 2 hours, we only use this thing for about 3 or 4 hours of continuous usage of ebook reading, and then the battery died again. So there's a few issues with charging that we encountered. We contacted the manufacturer, and they're planning on sending in a replacement unit, but still, this isn't the first time we've had quality issues with the company. We've also had issues with their MP5 players in the past, so just a quick disclaimer. Otherwise, taking a look at the build quality of the unit, it's not too bad. It's made entirely out of plastic, though, so there are no metal components or anything like that. It seems kind of like a Kindle on the front with this keyboard, but unfortunately, instead of a QWERTY layout, you have access to a traditional T9 layout, which is kind of tedious for pecking in text if you're planning on searching up a specific book. But luckily, the keys are well spaced, they're tactile, and they're responsive, as well as risen above the surface of the unit. You also have dedicated controls for flipping the orientation on the sides there, and there's also controls for the volume, for zooming in and out, playing pause music, a space key, and a four-way navigation toggle with an OK key, back key, and a home key. For turning pages, you have these two tactile up and down keys on the right-hand edge of the unit that work relatively well. Otherwise, the screen itself obviously isn't touch sensitive and has okay viewing angles. Sometimes it gets a bit washed out if you tilt it too much of an extreme degree, but overall it does a decent job, I'd say. There's also a charging and status LED on the very top. The back just features the company's logo. There are stereo speakers in the back. If you want to load up some songs or music and watch a quick video clip, it works as well, but we'd recommend using a tablet for that for most folks. On the very bottom, there's access to a power on off switch. There's a proprietary optional charging port, reset pin, mini USB for charging and syncing, microphone for voice recording, 3.5mm headphone jack, and a full-size SD card slot for expanding the memory. So next, we're going to take a quick look at the unit when we turn it on. The screen itself is a bit glossy. It's not too bad, but it isn't as transflective or as matte, actually, as we would have liked to see from an ebook reader. So sometimes it catches the light and seems to reflect it. So powering things up, you'll notice that most of the settings are in Chinese. You have to go through settings to change it back to English. And again, I've have the unit plugged in because it seems the battery has drained once again. Overall, again, construction quality is not bad. The plastic does creak and cringe a little bit after you hold it. So it's not the most solid piece of kit, but it's well built enough, I feel like, for most folks in terms of traveling with it. I don't think it's going to break too easily, which is good enough, I'd say. The screen itself has a matte finish as well, so it doesn't glare or reflect too much light, which is also a necessity for an ebook reader. You can see here that the screen itself does have decent viewing angles, I would say, good enough for reading text, and certainly good enough if you plan on reading in darker environments because of this nice even backlight. However, if you're watching videos, if you tilt the screen too much, you can see how colors do get pretty quickly washed out. So changing the language settings, you just press on 8. This is the default. Press on 3 again, and then change it back to English. You can see it does support quite a few different languages, which is nice to see. Otherwise, you can see that the interface is very simple and easy. There's a battery status icon on the very top, status icons for the volume, for the brightness of the display, which is, again, pretty decent, easy on the eyes for an LCD panel. Browser history, ebook, you can also navigate using the click keys here. Music, if you want to play back a few songs, there are a few preloaded clips on here. It kind of mimics an iOS interface once you get inside, but all in all, it does work, and it supports MP3 WMA files just fine. It plays back a few video clips as well as JPEG images. You can use it kind of as a digital ebook reader. But again, these are all features that smartphones as well as tablets and laptops already have, so it makes it slightly redundant, although we do like to see, you know, more features rather than less, especially since this is a color ebook reader. So going into the ebook reading functionality first, I can press on 2, for instance, tapping on 5, which is just the user manual. You can see that it loads up the text file just fine. It takes a few seconds to completely load, but after otherwise, you can see that images as well as the pages will come up. Again, a benefit of having a color screen is that different parts that requires perhaps different annotations and different colors like red underlines or green do pop up and allow you to see it the way that the text or the file was intended to be read. It supports also PDF files as well as standard ebook files. You can just drag and drop it and it does work. The processor on board does seem to be slightly sluggish, so sometimes when you're page turning, it does take a few seconds to completely register that, but it's not too crippling, I'd say, about the same as, you know, reading on an e-ink screen and having the page refresh itself after a few seconds. You don't get that annoying transition here, but sometimes it's a bit faster, sometimes a bit slower, depends on the amount of graphics that the unit has to display. But you can see that it works pretty well, and text is definitely legible and readable, and you have different things to go through, such as time and date settings, zooming in and out, changing the orientation, which is also pretty easy to do, and that works fairly well. You can change it 4 ways, so up, down, left, and right. And overall, it makes for a pretty easy to use kind of experience as far as ebook reading is concerned. I can also invert the colors if I'm using it for night reading, and so on and so forth. So going back home, again, it's gonna take a few seconds just to load. Seems like there is a considerable amount of lag here. Checking out some other features quickly before the battery kind of drains here. It's going to take a bit longer for it to completely charge at roughly 2 hours or so. We can take a quick look, I guess, at photos, pressing on 5. And you can see how some of the settings inside of the menus are still in Chinese, which is kind of odd, even after the main menu has been translated to the language that you select, in this case English. Some of the inner menus still remain in Chinese, which is a bit unfortunate. It seems to be a bit inconsistent in that manner, but you can see that images can be loaded up, and it shows off kind of the screen or the display's capabilities. It is a 800 by 480 pixel resolution display, so it isn't HD 720p or 1080p, but again, good enough, and also allows the battery to last technically a bit better, although again, on the specific unit that we received for review purposes, it still seems to be kind of poor, especially in contrast with e-ink screens. But overall, not terrible, I'd say, and the screen itself does a decent job of displaying back images and graphics and so on and so forth. Certainly better than any e-ink screen. So at the end of the day, the iGo S701, I would say, is a bit of a mixed bag. Even though we like the premise of a color ebook reader, we still think that the execution here leaves a lot to be desired. For one, the screen itself has not so good viewing angles. We also didn't love the T9 style layout on the keyboard. And of course, there are some quality concerns in regards to the construction and the battery life performance that we certainly hope iGo will address and probably fix in the coming future. But for now, we can't really recommend this unit, especially since there are a lot of other ebook readers, even if you're looking for a color ebook reader on the market, that are cheaper than this sub $150 option that we have here. And also, you could probably consider a color budget-oriented 7-inch Android tablet, and that might even be cheaper and allows you to read books as well. So that's certainly something to consider. You can check out more details about the S701's performance as well as design and what we thought about it in our full written review. But this has been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews.